Welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. Tonight I have new music from Kavara, Horseneck, Stinking Lavasa, a couple of others, and I'm going to be drinking Kentucky IPA, and also St. Bretta from Crooked Stave. Kicking us off, here's some Thousand Mods.
Thank you.
Redshift. That's off their album 115. And before that was Thousand Mods, The Sun. So, what's on this week? Oh yeah, Crater are playing next week. I'm trying to think, was there anything else announced or interesting? No news. It's been one of those months, well, those years so far. January is over, and it's now February, so shit's happening now. Starting to get ready for the summer, and I'm trying to think what gigs are coming up. There's fuck all. Desert Fest in April, and I don't think there's anyone else announced yet. I don't know. Anyway, right, I'm going to play something from... let me see. Trying to think what I have new. I'm going to play something off the Kavara album. This is off their self-titled. And I'm going to play... Libriana. Yeah.
the puppet's reflection as I look deep into my eyes. The madness in a darkened spirit hung from this padded society. I reach up to cut the strings, realizing that I am Gigi.
Head Lead Septic Debt, and then before that off Game Over was Nuclear Assault and Sin, and then kicking off those three was Iron Reagan Bleed the Fifth off their recent album Crossover Conspiracy, I think it's called, Crossover Conspiracy would be a much better name for an album. Crossover Ministry, don't know about that. Anyway, moving on. I'm not going to review this beer now. I need to drink more of it to figure out if I like it or not. I'm going to play something off. This band had to get this when I read the band name. It's so cool. Horseneck. Of course. And the album is Heavy Trip. And the song I'm going to play is Bobby Brown.
We'll be right back.
album is deadly. I've been listening to that a lot this week. Yeah, some fucking solid grooves on it. And then before that was Horseneck and Bobby Brown. Okay, first beer tonight. I'm drinking the Kentucky IPA. It is made by Altec, who are big American company. I think they're running the Altec Beer Festival that's on this weekend. And I saw this in my local off-license earlier, Dunn's, and I said, sure, fuck, I'll give it a go. There was nothing else interesting there that I hadn't tried. And when I got home, I realised the bottles were covered in dust, so I don't know how long it's been sitting there. I wasn't expecting much when I cracked it open, but, I drank worse. It's not too bad. It's a bit of pininess off it. Not that much in terms of fruit. It says it's very citrusy. I'm not getting it, but, you know. It's grand. Don't rush out, boy. That's all I'd say. You know, so I know everybody out there listening to this is hanging on my every word and planning their next off-license trip around what I recommend. So I'd hold off on this one and we'll see what comes of the next beer, which is the main event. Actually, I'm going to fuck the rest of this one down the sink and crack open the next beer. Right, moving on. I am going to play something off the new John Garcia. We'll be right back. Underdark and Span of Black Nihility. That is off their album Morning Cloak, available on Turlai Rex. And before that was John Garcia and the Hollingsworth Session. I have started on the next beer and I'm not going to tell you about it yet because I'm really enjoying it, so I'm going to play some Turbo Wizard, and I'll be back to you in a minute. Dragons off their self-titled Turbo Wizard. Okay, on to the second beer. This is from Crooked Stave. It is Saint Bretta. It's the Brettanomyces Citrus Wild Beer. So it's a Brett beer. Soury type yolk. It is 100% Brettanomyces artisan ale brewed with citrus and fermented in oak barrels. It is damn tasty. Yeah, it's really refreshing and easy to drink. Pours cloudy. Bit of a white head, thins out fairly quick. There is a sour smell off it, kind of a bit sulfury, a bit of citrus there as well. And then to taste. Oh, yeah. Lovely. Kind of like if you were eating greasy food, it would cut right through it. Yeah, damn tasty. So, forget about the previous beer. This is what you want to be getting. Where did I pick it up? I think I got a bag of wines. Yeah, get a bottle of that. It's deadly. Okay, moving on. Oh, we're rushing towards the end of the show. What am I going to play next? Stinking Lizavita and Journey to the Underworld. We'll be right back. Gladitudes by Kraus there. That is taken off their album 2 AM Thoughts. I've been playing a lot of that recently, and you'll be listening to more of it over the coming weeks. I'll probably work my way through the album in its entirety, as it's fucking deadly. And then before that was Stinking Lizavita, Journey to the Underworld. It's the title track off their new album. Came out on Friday, I think. So we're getting towards the end of the show. If you want to get in touch, you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com or on Twitter at @hmdontheradio or on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. Stay tuned for the next shows, whether you're listening on Group of Delusion or Radioactive International. And I'm going to leave you with some Buried Feather. This is a request sent in from Judy. This is Sunshine.